Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. And we're continuing in this podcast with the series What Saith the Scriptures? And we're looking at 1 Peter. Now the first epistle of the Apostle Peter stands out as one of the Bible's great monuments to the work of sanctifying grace wrought out in a person's heart by the Holy Spirit of God. Even a casual read of the epistle throws into sharp focus the contrast between the Simon Peter of the Gospels, during the time of our Lord's life on earth, and the man who in later life sat down and penned his letters under the direction of the Spirit of Truth. Both of Peter's epistles are outstanding vindications of Christ's words in the upper room, that when the Spirit of Truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. To view the Peter of the Gospels, who could hardly conceive of a blood-bought kingdom brought in by a suffering Messiah, and the Peter who now writes about the true inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and so forth, is to view that promised gift of the Spirit come to its full. There is no questioning Peter's sincere love and zeal for the Lord, even in those gospel days, and it is a refreshing example to see that love undiminished in later years. But for all that, the apostle who writes the words of his epistle is the one who has come to magnify his office in the highest degree. The Peter of the rebukes, and the contradictings, and the denyings, even of the Lord himself, is the Peter who now addresses the churches for all time, and he is a living embodiment of his own closing exhortation to us, that we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. That's from chapter 5 and verse 18. Peter's first epistle is addressed to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. In the first instance, then, it is an encyclical for all the churches in those regions. The overall purpose of the letter is to establish the people of God in their pilgrimage through this present world, until they come to that inheritance that their God has provided and promised through Christ his Son. The very title given to the believers in the opening sentence helps to pinpoint that purpose. When Peter addresses the believers as the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, etc., he is using a very significant title that would have been readily appreciated by all. The title is the Diaspora, which was the title used for the Jews who lived out with the land of Canaan itself. They were Jews indeed, but absent from their homeland. The comparison is appropriate. God's people, the churches of Christ, as long as they are in this world, are absent from their Canaan above. Their inheritance, incorruptible. While they are in the world, however, they must live lives that are becoming to their God. So, the many injunctions and directives and exhortations with which the apostle abounds. In a word, the people of God are a pilgrim people, on their way to their Canaan on high. At the outset, the very thought of that Canaan is to determine the way of their pilgrimage. After outlining the inheritance, in the opening verses of the epistle, Peter takes up an exhortation straight out of the language of the Exodus from Egypt of old, and the theme that is set. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end. Just as old Israel set out for their Canaan with their loins girt and their staffs in their hands, so that new Israel girds up its renewed mind for the journey that stretches before it. In chapter 1 and verse 13, they are to forget the former lusts, and not to be like old Israel that lusted after the leeks and garlic of Egypt on their journey, and they are to remember that they are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot, the true Passover. The issues of the pilgrim life are numerous, but the believers in Christ are a chosen generation who are to show forth the praises of the God who called them out of Egypt's darkness into his own marvellous light. The journey of the wilderness is no easy affair. There is the roaring lion to contend with, and the fiery trial to take into consideration. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory, says Peter at the end, he will perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle us. Not only is the inheritance kept for the redeemed, but the redeemed are kept unto the inheritance. From chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. Amen, and may you find encouragement and blessing from that epistle of Peter. This has been another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine, which can be found at www.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Bye.